Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, AEW secrecy over MJF's injury status.
A legend has signed a contract extension with All Elite Wrestling.
Two former world champions leave TNA.
And we have an update on the WrestleMania 41 location.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Michael Sidgwick.
And this is the news. Right, let's dive straight into it then with MJF, my best friend, of course.
Dubious.
And the issues surrounding his injury status, because I saw some people speculating online over the weekend about, like, maybe he could come back at AEW Dynasty. And it's all because MJF is being as secretive as possible regarding his injury status. Meltzer writing in the Wrestling Observer newsletter that the former world champion remains out of action due to significant shoulder issues, of course. But rather than giving any more detail, MJF is keeping his cards close to his chest. Also, during a Q&A on Fightful, or for Fightful Select, Sean Ross Sapp said that MJF, some things are progressing slower than they anticipated, but they had planned for him to take a long time away from AEW, regardless of how long it took to get over the injury. It would be pretty clear, says Sapp, that the headliner will be taking an extended amount of time out following World's End, which is, of course, the last time we saw him in action. Bit old school, this. Normally, we can, you know, place a timer on when wrestlers are going to return. What do you make of this whole MJF situation, Sid?
In its own way, it's kind of promising that MJF is being secretive all over again, and he's not all over X/Twitter. I think that whether you were a big critic of his world title reign or a supporter of it, I think most could reasonably agree in good faith that a bit of time off will help, is helping. We advocate for this all the time. An off-season of sorts, a rotating cast where a wrestler should have 3 months out of the year, in a maximum, probably, just to, you know, make the audience miss you. And I think there was a lot of MJF. And the irony, of course, is that for a long time he tried to be that sort of worked part-timer, if you like. And then when he was in the World Championship role, obviously you have to be on television every single week. He wrestled far more often, so it was a big sort of burst of MJF towards the very end, and maybe it was a bit much. Obviously, we wish him all the best in his recovery, but there was a lot of candid openness from MJF on socials, his Players Tribune article, and I think reverting to that MJF who sort of didn't really sort of disclose too much about his real life personality or his life behind the scenes might in fact signal a return to the sort of vintage, I mean, the guy's in his 20s, you can't say vintage MJF, but no, I think that a bit of time away won't do him any harm
whatsoever. Exactly, we hope he gets better as soon as possible, but yeah, there's no need necessarily to rush back. You know, the top of the card is very busy right now in AEW. I've seen people speculate whether or not he could wrestle it all in, just show up at all in, or even, as I said, people talking about AEW Dynasty, and I like the mystery. I like not knowing these sort of things. I like
indeed.
Being surprised by it. But one place you can guarantee he will be is It's Always Sunny at What Culture.
He's not going.
Card subject to change. Very good. We should mention that, because we've also promised Okada, CM Punk, and The Rock.
But as always, I have no part in this whatsoever.
Card subject to change. The two of us will be there, that's guaranteed, along with the rest of them. And if you want to join us on day two of WrestleMania, ahead of night two, at Underground Arts in Philadelphia, it goes down at midday, so you'll have plenty of time to get over for night two of WrestleMania. WhatCulture.com /tickets is the place you need to go. VIP sold out. They get priority with regards to the meet and greet. But we'll be knocking about. So if you're worried about coming and meeting and getting a photo with us, we'll be around. Plus, we'll be around all week, of course, in WrestleMania, because it is 9 days before we fly.
It is 9 days before we fly. Now, sticking with All Elite Wrestling for our second story again, what isn't a controversy on X nowadays? Jake Roberts, wrestling legend, has re-signed a one-year contract extension with his current promotion. I think this was first revealed by SE Scoops. Mm-hmm. Caught wind of an excerpt from an imminent podcast drop from Jake Steak Roberts. A lot of people were sort of wondering, well, you know, he's not really a mainstay on television. Is there any need to do this? And my response to that is, well, twofold. One, it is not my money.
Yes.
It is absolutely not my money. Spend it on Okada. Spend it on Ospreay. You know, spend it on lavish production sets. I do not give a single toss. It is not my money. And as has been pointed out elsewhere, not my take, but it's a very reasonable one, WWE sign people to Legends contracts, and they don't necessarily do a great deal. Jake has been through a lot, and in fact, he is part of an AEW outreach program in the community called AEW Together, so even when he's not on screen, he's providing a valuable service, and it is not my money. I will say, though, Jake, live, some of those promos were a bit mixed. I still remember, the streets will not forget, those pre-tapes that he cut for Lance Archer very early when they were launching that monster heel push. More of that if it's going.
Yeah, like you say,
it's not my money.
People are just so performatively outraged about so much stuff on X nowadays. And yeah, I'm sure he has a role to play. He's a great wrestling mind to have around. Like you
say, can pick those brains.
Those pre-tapes would be fantastic. You know, maybe, you know, you could do more in-ring promos and stuff with him if necessary. But yeah, maybe it's just nice.
Yeah,
I read somewhere, I swear, that he said AEW was one of the first companies to do something for his birthday, for example, and he just really appreciates that. They've basically got a bottomless pit of money. What does it matter?
Yeah,
ridiculous.
It doesn't matter to me one bit. Pay more people to come.
Congratulations to him.
If anything, yeah, absolutely.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Right, from legends to champions. No, I'm not talking about Chesterfield because, they're both being the National League champions. And eagle-eyed viewers may have noticed, wait a second, wasn't I wearing that football kit on Friday? Yeah, that's right, I haven't taken it off because we're the bloody best.
Have you Febrezed it?
Nah. We're going back.
Like, seriously, I'm sitting
there. Yeah, of course. I've you know, I've showered.
I know, but you can't shower in your clothes. Hmm?
Kind of back to the Football League, baby.
Yeah, have you ever breezed your top?
Let's talk about former champions who are set to leave TNA Wrestling. We actually talked about this late last week. It seems like the Motor City Machine Guns. That way? I never remember which way I meant to
do what you want.
That one. Anyway, they are set to leave TNA Wrestling per Fightful Select and PW Insider. And the weekend's tapings in Philadelphia saw a backstage send-off for Sabian and Shelley. Bit of an emotional scene for the two of them. They are going to become free agents on the 1st of April. Their final match will air next month, where they challenge Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers for the TNA Tag Team titles. They are done with TNA for now, says someone in TNA. They will have no shortage of suitors, of course, when they hit the free agency market. The door has been left open for them to potentially return to TNA. But, Sidge, what do you reckon? Where do you see them going? Could you see them popping up in AEW, perhaps?
At least one AEW contracted talent has already teased a potential arrival on social media. I am a fickle, inveterate hypocrite who cannot keep his take straight and his story straight because I go on and on. On and on. AEW's too full. There are too many wrestlers in AEW. I would like to see some of the existing members of the AEW roster get more television time, more focus, more profile, because that's how you condition the audience to accept and embrace and invest in stars. I know Konosuke Takeshita is getting more and more TV time, but that was my big bugbear last year. Don't sign this wrestler. Don't import this wrestler, as fun as it is, on a one-off. I want them to do more with Takeshita. Now, they're doing a bit more with Takeshita. I'm like, well, two more can't hit. I do criticise Tony Khan because, realistically, that roster was far too rammed a long time ago. You get a byproduct of a lot of great, great, great talent who don't or can't become the stars that they are as a result. Get the motor machine guns in, please. We know how good they are. They, in fact, really, really deserve a run on proper TV. Vastly influential, instrumental in sort of the, I hate this phrase, but it's shorthand, and you know what I mean, the work rate era of modern professional wrestling. They are both incredible craftsmen, and they've been toiling realistically. I'm not saying that TNA doesn't have its own audience of really dedicated fans, but come on, like, they deserve an arena run, a big time cable TV run. They are both so fantastic, and to underscore how fantastic they are, they've obviously had some matches with the Young Bucks before. Those matches were really quite incredible by the time, and the Young Bucks, by their own admission, weren't even there yet. Can you imagine? Motor City Machine Guns are this agelessly great act. Like, if you look at the physical nick they're in, it's remarkable, especially considering the injuries that Chris Sabin in particular has endured over the years. And the Young Bucks now being, like, firmly established as this all-time great tag team. I want to see that magic again. And it'll be 10 times better than it ever was. So bring it on.
Yeah, bring him in. You could do Young Bucks, FDR. And the list is stacked for the amount of people you'd like to see him work with in AEW. I completely agree with you. We say, right, moratorium, no signings for AEW for a year. Mercedes Moné, Will Ospreay, and Kazuchika Okada. Well, we'll allow for them. What's that? Motor City Machine Guns?
Yeah, get them in.
Get them in as well. That's where I'd like to see them. But yeah, who knows? That we'll keep you posted on any developments with them and where they're heading because, as I said, no shortage of suitors.
No shortage of shooters. Wilborn, how many days away is WrestleMania 40?
Hang on. We're flying in
9 days.
So that's 9 days, 10 days, 11 days. 13 days!
13 days? Well, that's WrestleMania 40. WrestleMania 41, according to Fightful Select, is heavily, maybe even all but confirmed to be held at Minnesota in the US Bank Stadium. Now, I've Googled this because I'm a journalist who does my research, and the capacity for the the US Bank Stadium is 73,000. So I will firmly expect WWE to state that'll be 80,000 in that building if and when Minnesota gets the rights, I guess. We know how it all works now. Cities bid for the privilege of and pay for the privilege of hosting WrestleMania in their city. It's obviously a huge tourist deal. And that apparently is where it is looking likely to be held. City officials, according to Fightful Select, have been extremely bullish on the prospect. They think they've got it, even if they might not officially have it. There was also a note in that report basically stating that if, in fact, it was going to be Las Vegas, which is also a front runner, you would have expected that to have been confirmed when they did that sort of work, shoot, press conference angle bit. Wilborn, do you fancy a trip to Minnesota? Have you ever fancied going?
I've never thought about Minnesota, to be perfectly honest, in terms of a Mania location. But yeah, like you say,
I was expecting some kind of Fargo joke.
Huge, I didn't think of that. Yeah, a huge stadium, obviously. Big good. Love Las Vegas. One of my favourite places in the world to go. So that would have been class. But yeah, excited for that. And can confirm me and Sidge will be at WrestleMania 41. We have to, if they say it, then they have to send us. So, you know, we'll be there. See you in Minnesota in a year
really,
in a bit.
They don't have to do anything. So,
should we move on to the Twitter questions?
Yes, indeed.
AA Ron gives us our first question of the day. What are your top three dream matches for this year's All In, and should Forbidden Door be replaced with All In on the pay-per-view schedule?
I don't think they're going to do that. If anything, they're going to expand the amount of pay-per-views they hold as opposed to replace any. Forbidden Door is an interesting one, just as now that the person who asked the question brings it up, in that... yeah, that New Japan AEW relationship is incredibly one-sided. Mm. I think if, for whatever reason, we are not getting a Tetsuya Naito singles match, which is the one thing they haven't really done yet, other than maybe a Shingo match, but Naito is a bigger star, I think, and a bigger marquee name. If, for whatever reason, there isn't a Naito singles match, I kind of worry about the prospect of Forbidden Door, but I am very much excited about All In London. Hopefully, lessons have been learned from last year, when it was at times half the card looked like they're the road to All Out Chicago. It was Wembley Stadium, lads. What on earth are you doing?
Where's my Kenny Omega?
Where's my Kenny Omega singles match? Hopefully, we will get it. The idea of doing a Carter Omega 5 is incredibly daunting for me, is the word. I believe very much that they know how legendary that series is, how you don't want to sort of, I know this is a really hyperbolic word, you don't want to desecrate that. You really, really don't. And I think that if you look and go back and watch that match, and more people should, the 2018 one in particular, the fourth one, it's just absolutely out of this world. Okada and Omega are no longer the athletes they were, realistically, when they wrestled that one. So, like, psychologically, in terms of their ability to tell stories, it'll still be an incredible match if and when it happens. They teased it, of course, at the Dynamite before Big Business, when Kazuchika Okada made his debut. That was, you were very much encouraged to think, oh, God, is that a possibility? And I think that doing it in a stadium will enhance the sort of magnitude of doing a fifth match and reduce the risk of, you know, not embarrassing it, but just doing a continuation of it for the sake of it. And it's that WrestleMania principle wherein matches held at WrestleMania are kind of automatically better than they would be if they were held in an arena, just because of the spectacle, the aesthetic of it all. So using that principle, I would want to see Omega Okada 5.
And then what, Osprey Swerve?
Osprey Swerve, absolutely, it looks like that's the direction things are heading. And in terms of dynamic, in terms of what wrestler would give the other wrestler the best match, power versus speed, all the rest of it, you want a bit of a contrast there. I think the best match the women's division has is Mercedes Moné versus Jamie Hayter.
Yeah, love that as an idea. Thank you for everyone sending these questions in, by the way, at WhatCultureWWE on X. Sean Murphy, speaking of Mercedes Moné, says, is the Mercedes Moné happy to be here material scanning as disingenuous to you? I think there's more Moné in Mercedes as a heel. Willow earn that role. If that's where they're going, feels like such a misfire to me.
Yeah, I'm going to let it play out. Absolutely let it play out. It doesn't really help Mercedes Moné that Okada and Ospreay could not have debuted in the promotion under better circumstances. In terms of Moné, it is a bit, you know, happy to be here. I'm a babyface. I don't want to say, because we're literally 2 weeks into this, I'm not getting any real concerning alarm bells of the Soraya effect, but certainly the idea, heavily teased over the last 2 weeks of television, that Willow might turn heel, they might be misreading the room there. Mm. They really might. I will let it play out. It's been so far so nice, but I've got all the faith in the world that this Moné run will be fantastic, because she's absolutely tremendous as a talent. And quite frankly, this is a performer who, for years, was not shy whatsoever about her time in WWE on the main roster. But all the way back in 2017, she conducted an interview and she's like, we don't know what we're doing from one week to the next. We've got absolutely no idea. There were times where she was genuinely miserable in that promotion. We all know the circumstances behind her departure from it. If what she wants to do right now is to just be quite happy to be there and move things at a very slow pace. I think 2 weeks is a wildly short amount of time to give an appraisal on what she can bring to the company.
And with Okada coming in and immediately turning heel, it would sort of, I think it'd overcomplicate things. I think everyone wants to cheer Mercedes Moné. I just think the issue, yeah, is a heel Willow. I will not ever boo Willow Nightingale. No. We love her here at What Culture.
I think everybody does.
So maybe it's just better to shift along to Julia Hart feud, or even like a Serena Deeb, which would be just such phenomenal in-ring work. And you know Deeb can play that heel, you know, like I'm the better than everyone else role.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. But like you said, let it play. We're in a couple of weeks into it. More of a statement than a question, but I'd like to know your thoughts on it because we're looking past WrestleMania as part of this. By the way, if you want more questions answered specifically regarding WrestleMania, me and Siege will be live on YouTube, all going well, later on today, 3 p.m. on the What Culture Wrestling Podcast YouTube channel, so do join us for that one.
And subscribe.
Yeah, and subscribe. Wei Sharman says, so Cody finally gets his story done, mm-hmm. but then Seth attacks him and we get Cody versus Seth one more time. Is that what you want to see immediately after Cody wins the world title?
Well, I'm trying to think of who has been positioned as the best heel to work with Cody after WrestleMania. And I don't know. We haven't really seen Cody versus AJ.
Yeah.
Ever, realistically, those paths haven't really crossed, because by the time that Cody decided I want to leave and change everything up, AJ had literally been in WWE for 5 months already. Jury's out on how over or great AJ still is, and whether he should be doing a job to LA Knight at WrestleMania. Damian Priest holding that briefcase, he's not as hot as he was last year. It seems a little bit soon to do Gunther.
Yeah.
Look, if it's up to me, the signs suggest that Chad Gable is going to turn heel as part of this ongoing storyline with Gunther and Sami Zayn. If he interferes against Sami, beats Sami to fortify this heel run, Cody versus Chad Gable could be an exquisite professional wrestling treat.
Ilya Dragunov for me. He's going to drop the title over a WrestleMania weekend.
You're trying to manifest this as best you can.
So I'll probably get him up to the main roster.
And I don't know if I respect it. It's just your fantasy. Will Bourne will do this thing where in his head, WWE are going to do the fantasy booking that he wants to see. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's a good TV show. Mm. And just praise it on its own merits.
Well, it is. First of all, it's class. And second of all, they often do follow my booking strategy, because I was the only professional wrestling journalist to suggest that CM Punk was actually going to return at Survivor Series.
Okay, you're a content producer, if anything.
Barely that as well. Make noises whilst you make salient points on the podcast. But actually, let us know. I'm intrigued. I don't think they're going to do this Seth thing straight away. I think Drew's probably going to beat him for the title, and maybe Seth's going to go away for a bit. But long term, yeah, I want to see Cody versus Seth.
The trilogy was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I want to see Cody versus Gunther, but not in the immediate aftermath. If you want to turn Cody heel, just have him face Baron Corbin immediately after WrestleMania, because look how over Baron Corbin is in France. So there you go.
And look how class Baron Corbin is in NXT. It's the career rejuvenation of the year. I don't usually go in with this NXT's great thing. Look what they've done for Baron Corbin and check it out on Tuesday nights.
Yes!
The Wolf Dogs are best so dog. Great.
Tell you what else you should check out. This video right here. Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely their fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.